The last is the spirit. Our spirits. We have a spirit man. We have a body. We have a soul. We have a spirit. Our spirit man. This is one that a lot of people really, really neglect. And I highly recommend, as with all of them, you don't neglect any of them. But the spirit man is not really thought about a lot of times as being something that we need to focus on, take care of, when it comes to being healthy, happy, healthy, and whole. Whole means all three. All three. You're taking care of all three. And spirit is part of that three. So what is the spirit? What are we talking about here? Like I said in the beginning, I believe we are three-part beings. We have a body, we have a soul, we have a spirit. And we can't neglect the spirit just like we can't neglect any of them. So the spirit man, our spirit being, we should take care of that. Now, here's something that I want to tell you as far as the spirit. I know a lot of people have different opinions on this. A lot of people feel differently about this. But I know personally, I can tell you my own personal story, my own personal life, and what the spirit, my spirit man, how it's affected my life and my health. And one of the things that you can do to help improve your spiritual health is connections. Having connections with other people. Healthy connections with other people. One of the things that that a lot of people do for those healthy connections and having that healthy community, healthy part of their life where they stay connected with other people is attend a church. There are studies that show that people who attend church on a regular basis are healthier. They live longer. Another thing with the spirit is praying. Spending time in prayer and meditation. And this is something that I incorporate in my life on a regular basis because I know how important it is for my health, for my overall health, and for that part of my being, that spiritual connection with God. And I don't neglect that. I need to take care of that part of my body just like I need to take care of the rest of it. But prayer and meditation, there are quite a few studies, medical studies. I'm not talking about theological studies. I'm talking about medical studies. Hey, Chris, glad you joined us tonight. Medical studies that show the powerful benefits of prayer and the powerful benefits of meditation. So take a closer look at that. If you are dealing with things in your life, especially the soul part that we talked about a minute ago, you may find some help and you may find some relief, so to speak, in the spirit man by spending time in prayer and meditation. And I know a lot of people do. I think of a study that was done not too long ago where there's this doctor actually did a brain study and showed what was happening to a person's brain, the positive things that was happening to a person's brain when they were praying. Pretty amazing study. You can look that up on the internet if you want to. And I think there's actual video showing what was going on in the brain when a person was praying. So I highly recommend you take a look at that. It's pretty good stuff. And, a lot of people don't even, may not even believe that we have a spirit man, but this scientific study shows that we do and that it's important to our health.